Chapter 14. Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread was after 2 days. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how they might seize him by subtlety and kill him. For they said, "Not in the feast, lest perhaps there be a tumult of the people." And when he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he lay at table, there came a woman having an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And having broken the alabaster flask, she poured it out upon his head. And there were some indignant in themselves, and saying, "Why has this waste been made of the ointment? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they spoke very angrily at her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do ye trouble her? She has wrought a good work as to me. For ye have the poor always with you, and whenever ye would, ye can do them good. But me ye have not always. What she could, she has done. She has beforehand anointed my body for the burial. And verily I say unto you, wheresoever these glad tidings may be preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall be also spoken of for a memorial of her." Verse 10. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went away to the chief priests that he might deliver him up to them. And they, when they heard it, rejoiced and promised to give him money. And he sought how he could opportunely deliver him up. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they slew the Passover, his disciples say to him, "Where wilt thou that we go and prepare, that thou mayest eat the Passover?" And he sends two of his disciples, and says to them, "Go into the city, and a man shall meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest chamber, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished ready. There make ready for us." And his disciples went away and came into the city, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when evening was come, he comes with the 12. And as they lay at table and were eating, Jesus said, "Verily I say to you, one of you shall deliver me up, he who is eating with me." And they began to be grieved, and to say to him, one by one, "Is it I?" And another, "Is it I?" But he answered and said to them, "One of the 12, he who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man goes indeed, as it is written concerning him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is delivered up. It were good for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, Jesus, having taken bread, when he had blessed, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take this, this is my body." And having taken the cup, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank out of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, that of the new covenant, that shed for many. Verily I say to you, I will no more drink at all of the fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And having sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus says to them, "All ye shall be offended, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, even if all should be offended, yet not I. And Jesus says to him, Verily I say to thee, that thou today, in this night, before the cock shall crow twice, thou shalt thrice deny me. But he said, So much exceedingly the more, if I should have to die with thee, I will no wise deny thee. And likewise said they all too. Verse 32. And they come to a place of which the name is Gethsemane. And he says to his disciples, Sit here while I shall pray. And he takes with him Peter and James and John, and he began to be amazed and oppressed in spirit. And he says to them, My soul is full of grief, even unto death. Abide here and watch. And, going forward a little, he fell upon the earth. And he prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass away from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Take away this cup from me. But not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he comes and finds them sleeping. And he says to Peter, Simon, dost thou sleep? Hast thou not been able to watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh weak. And going away, he prayed again, saying the same thing. And returning, he found them again sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they knew not what they should answer him. And he comes a third time, and says to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us go. Behold, he that delivers me up has drawn nigh. Verse 43. And immediately, while he was yet speaking, Judas comes up, being one of the 12, and with him a great crowd, with swords and sticks, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now he that delivered him up had given them a sign between them, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he. Seize him, and lead him away safely. And being come, straightway coming up to him, he says, Rabbi, Rabbi. And he covered him with kisses. And they laid their hands upon him and seized him. But a certain one of those who stood by, having drawn his sword, struck the bondman of the high priest, and took off his ear. And Jesus answering said to them, Are ye come out as against a robber, with swords and sticks, to take me? I was daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye did not seize me. But it is that the scriptures may be fulfilled. And all left him and fled. And a certain young man followed him with a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man sees him, but he, leaving the linen cloth behind him, fled from them naked. Verse 53. And they led Jesus to the high priest. And there come together to him all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him at a distance, till he was within the court of the high priest's palace. And he was sitting with the officers, and warming himself in the light of the fire. And the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought testimony against Jesus to cause him to be put to death, and did not find any. For many bore false witness against him, and their testimony did not agree. And certain persons rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him saying, I will destroy this temple, which is made with hands, and in the course of 3 days I will build another, not made with hands. And neither thus did their testimony agree. And the high priest, rising up before them all, asked Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What do these testify against thee? But he was silent, and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, and says to him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest, having rent his clothes, says, What need have we any more of witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit upon him, and cover up his face, and buffet him, and say to him, Prophesy! And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Verse 66. And Peter being below in the palace court, there comes one of the maids of the high priest, and seeing Peter warming himself, having looked at him, says, And thou wast with the Nazarene, Jesus? But he denied, saying, I know not, nor understand what thou sayest. And he went out into the vestibule, and a cock crew. And the maid, seeing him, again began to say to those that stood by, This is one of them. And he again denied. And again, after a little, those that stood by said to Peter, Truly thou art one of them, for also thou art a Galilean. But he began to curse and to swear, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time a cock crew. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus said to him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he had thought thereon, he wept.